At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Thanks for joining us. Fox and his friends are not experts. Take these opinions as you will. Perhaps it is satire, perhaps not. There are two kinds of people, those who believe us, and those who continue to enjoy being lied to. But I'll tell you this. The military-industrial complex doesn't care about us. We need to stop sending our children to war, to die for bankers and corporations. The medical-industrial complex want to keep us sick and weak. Stop taking their poison. The education system is merely an indoctrination program designed to produce obedient workers. The media is a propaganda machine pushing an agenda coordinated by a few men who own every channel and network. Enjoy the show. You are listening to the Conspiracy Soldiers.
All right. What's up, ladies and germs? Welcome back to the show. It is Saturday night. Sunday morning, 3:53 a.m., 1:26, January 26, 2025. We got our audio issues fixed. I'm here with the Supreme Leader, also known as the patron saint of choir boys, Julio. What's up, Julio?
That was an epic intro. What's up, everybody? Sorry, I didn't expect that one. You should just call me the Fuhrer.
The Supreme Leader.
The Fuhrer. Oh, yeah, with my hair?
Yeah.
I see where you're going. Fuck you, man. Only my mom and my wife are allowed to say that.
You said it on air. That's why I repeated it.
Yeah, but only my mom and my... And my wife can
say. All right, fine. We'll just call you the patron saint of choir boys.
You're the only one allowed to say that.
Well, Clem made a fucking song about it.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That was great.
Yeah, we got a lot to talk about. So, for all the Trump derangement syndrome people, I'm sorry to announce that Donald Trump is officially a president.
Il Donaldo Trumpo. Yeah, I know we try to stay away from politics, especially with fucking Trump, but I mean, like...
Why? That was your idea. I'm always going to talk about that.
Yeah, I get it, but I mean, we try to, like, let's go back to, like, conspiracies and other shit like that. You know,
oh, shit.
Focus on one guy.
There's a lot of conspiracies surrounding Trump. They tried to kill the motherfucker. They, meaning the deep state. And what's going on with Vivek? He got fired before Trump was even president. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell happened there.
Have you heard what his next plan is?
No.
He's running for the governor of Ohio.
I did hear that.
I'll be all right with that.
Kind of like replacing Vance.
Yeah, well, it works.
Hey, so did you hear this thing about the fact that Melania had Baron Trump before she was a citizen?
No, I haven't heard anything about that.
Yeah, so she wasn't a full citizen yet.
Huh.
So with Trump's, you know, like, immigration things, you know, laws that he's passing, how does that affect him?
Yeah, that'd be a trip. But I...
Yeah.
How old is that kid? He's like fucking 7 foot tall.
Yeah, he's like a fucking Anunnaki or something.
Is he over 18 now or what?
Yeah, he's in college.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he's a cool kid. I've said that before on the podcast. I think he's cool. I think his parents have definitely raised him pretty well. I'm sure he acts like a rich kid, you know. But
it's weird, man. It's weird because like 4 years ago, well, I guess it would have been 8 or 9 years ago now. He looked like a little kid, but I guess he was. Fuck, man, time flies.
Yeah, but if you were to show me a picture, which actually this is a meme that I saw, a picture of Kamala's stepdaughter, that trans person.
Oh my God.
And Hunter Biden and Barron. Barron's the best one.
Of course.
You know what I mean? Like, best raised. I know all families have, you know, like the black sheep or something, but I don't know. I think he was raised in a wholesome environment. You know, like as parents, I think we do our own thing. We have our private secrets, you know, but the way we raise our kids, what we instill in them, it's much more important than, you know, like our backstory.
Right. Are you the black sheep of your family?
I am.
I was going to say that.
But all my kids, man, they turn out to be great, you know, and yeah. I'm proud of them. Fuck, one of them is a cop, and then none of them have any addiction issues. Like, they're so much better than me, and I think it comes, maybe they saw me and my struggles, and they chose better, and I'm kind of proud of that.
Yeah.
It's
probably their mother, to be honest.
Yes. Yes, dude. I always praise Lisa for instilling good things in Lily. You know, and it takes a whole parental unit to really raise a good person. And you're right, mom definitely has a big role.
Right, because the dad is the provider. Right, we're always off at work. What's that?
And a piece of shit sometimes.
Yeah. Well. Did you see I'm sure you've seen clips of the inauguration. I watched the motherfucker live because I was off for Martin Luther King Day. Which usually I'm
You requested that day off, I heard.
No, we get it off paid for because of the union. You know they give us that day off. But usually This is the first year that I haven't worked. Usually we go in for triple time. But I'm not going to get into it. You know, I almost fucking said it.
What I was mouthing?
No, never mind.
But hey, did you hear about the release documents on MLK?
Oh, the orgies and shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah, how come we're not seeing anything else? I haven't seen anything.
I was thinking I was going to see that and then, like, all the other things. You know, JFK, RFK, alien disclosure, but all that came out was MLK.
Supposedly they have 15 days from, what was it, a couple days ago? So they still got a couple weeks.
But they prioritize the blacks.
Speaking of Barron Trump, I was talking about the inauguration. Did you see that clip when he went and said something into Biden's ear?
Yeah.
And then he walked over and Melania, you can tell she was like, good job. And then he turned around and looked back at Biden. I would like to know what he said. Everybody keeps making like deep fakes and shit about it.
Yeah,
I don't
people
know.
People are saying like, sir, you forgot to pardon yourself. Yeah.
I think
like that, you know, like
I don't think he has to pardon himself though. I think that happens automatically.
Yeah, I don't know. I really
because
don't
he
know.
Was president.
Okay, so how is Trump a felon?
That's a good point. Prove me wrong. All right. All right, we're back.
very scientific with your glasses on.
Well,
I don't think I've ever seen you with glasses on.
These are
pretty gay, if you ask me.
All right, well, you got glasses on. Every time I've ever seen you, you've had glasses on, you fucking nerd. No, I need these to look at my phone. So these are like reading glasses, but I was going to mark it down on the paper last night, and I got so much shit marked down on my phone. Because shit hits me at work, and then I mark it down in my notes. And then I'll come home and I'll mark the shit down on the paper. But there was so much shit, I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking look at my phone tonight. But, oops. Yeah, so what do you think about Vivek?
I like him.
Right.
Have we strayed away so far that like common sense seems like a novelty? You know, like, you know, we've talked about this, that, or maybe I've talked about it with other people, some of my friends, like Trump is, you know, like the new leadership is not against immigrants. It's against illegal criminals that are immigrants. You know, the administration is not against gay people. It's against the predators and the ones trying to change children.
Trans.
That's what I'm trying to say. Like, did common sense go so far away that we don't even recognize it anymore? Like, people are tripping about that Trump said that there's only two genders to be recognized. Yeah, you fucking log on Amazon and you can't buy a transgender size shirt. You know what I mean?
Why, did you try?
No, you can't buy a male or a female shirt. Fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, a transgender person can log into... You just can't. It doesn't work like that. Like a non-binary person, a non-binary size shirt. What the fuck does that mean? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well,
like, God made you a certain way, you know? Like,
when he made that executive order, that was basically any government paperwork will not have, you know, three boxes you can check.
I can't be X gender anymore.
Right, right. Male, female, or other. Or whatever they had marked down, you know? Oh, shit.
But I'm okay with... And then the fact that they're only going to be flying the American flag at, you know, like at the state capitol, at the White House, you know what I mean? Like to me, that never made sense to me. Like you know, I'm weird, but, like, I kind of felt shame when we were displaying the pride flag at our fucking capitol, at our fucking White House.
Right, or the lights all over the White House.
Yeah.
Well, he never said you can't do that, so they'll do it again.
I mean, but that's embarrassing. Like, I'm sorry, but, like, if we want to show power, I think we've got to show, like, badassness. We got to show, like, you know, like, male. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. We got to...
Alpha male.
Alpha male, yeah. We can't have a fucking, oh, we're going to send the gay boys to you. No. That doesn't scare anybody.
Hey, what about Elon's Nazi salute? Have you? Hey, he's just.
That's a Roman salute, by the way, that I just did.
I don't know. Yeah, I've heard all about it. Everybody's talking about that shit. It's getting old.
He's just weird. I mean,
he's got autism, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to allude to, is that there's that clip of him.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Barron, like, almost right next to one another. And they both have autism, but it's two different spectrums.
Right.
Dude, that's me. Like, I think all of us are on the spectrum. I don't know why some people feel so special that they have to, like, take all, like, the credit and all the value and everything into it. But we're all on the spectrum. And I can be both. I can be Elon and be weird and, like, and be manic. And I can also be, you know, like, kind of like Barron, like, kind of like, you know how he did that, like, ear thing?
Like, yeah, yeah.
Say a word, you know what I mean? I can also be that weird, too.
Yeah, he was putting on a show the other night, man. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. No, his dad was giving him credit, man. That's pretty awesome. I mean, he was there when his dad got shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he saw that. So going back to what he might have whispered to Biden, who knows?
All right.
But did you see that he pardoned a guy that we've talked about a lot before?
Who?
Ross Ulbricht.
Oh, I did see that. That was late, though.
From Bitcoin. It was late, but it finally happened. Dude, this is amazing. I felt bad for somebody I couldn't do really much for. And, I mean, I don't know. He didn't do anything wrong. He got fucked over just because of taxes.
Right.
Fuck the IRS.
I hope they get rid of it.
Dude, I still hold true to my beliefs that I've talked about in past episodes about it. I'm still pushing the envelope off the table, I guess.
So now Trump's starting an organization called the External Revenue Service. And I guess he's just making it more transparent, but he's already talked about getting rid of it because the tariffs supposedly are going to replace our federal taxes. But to me, that still seems like out of reach. I can't see it happening, you know, but that, hey, if he does that, he'll be the greatest president of all time. He can fucking overturn what Woodrow Wilson fucked up with the Federal Reserve and all that other bullshit back at the turn of the century.
Well, I mean,
or the last century.
If he does stuff like Miliel, you know, and Bukele, and he fucking just cuts funds from all these useless departments.
Yeah.
That's our tax money right there.
Right.
If he makes the Pentagon and the Department of Defense actually be transparent and not have missing billions, that's our tax money right there.
Right. That'd be sweet.
That would be sweet, because I'm sorry, but it pisses me off that every tax season there's someone that doesn't go to work, has 5 kids, and gets $11,000.
Oh, yeah.
I have one child. I go to work every day. I have to pay.
Hey, the worst part is I work with some of those.
I know, we
and
all
they,
do.
And they no, they fire. I mean, I don't know. I just feel I like where you, I work, never mind. I'm not going to start talking shit. I don't even want to talk about my work. I've run into problems already.
Actually, okay. I will definitely take your advice on this one for sure.
About what? Right.
We all work with people like that. We all know somebody like that.
Yeah.
You know. They don't have enough money because they don't work enough hours. But it's like you're scheduled enough hours where you're calling off.
It's the FMLA and all the other bullshit. Now the Republicans actually did that. So I think that was Bush that enacted the FMLA, but he probably had, I mean, he's a piece of shit. His dad was a piece of shit. I don't give a fuck. We talked about in past episodes now, Trump was trying to push. He's not. Yeah, he ran on the GOP and the Republican Party, but he's trying to push this populist party. So who's going to be the next president after Trump leaves?
Big Mike.
Maybe J.D. Hunter Vance. Biden.
Hunter.
Oh, Clem would like that.
I know. Hunter 2029.
Have you heard all these rumors about Barack Obama and Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What? What the fuck?
They say it's a distraction.
That sounds right.
That, you know, like, pretty much it was a psyop to set up these two people, Barack and Big Mike, together to push agendas. The Black Lives Matter, the transgender thing.
Well, I think it all started because Barry showed up at the inauguration without Big Mike.
Yeah.
Right? So what the fuck? Maybe it was just like maybe she hates Trump or, you know, like, kind of like Bill Burr's wife. Like when she gave him the finger at the UFC.
Okay. I don't know. I mean, she kind of goes everywhere else.
Right. I don't know, man. I don't know what that was about.
But I got.
But that's what start. I think that's what started all the rumors about the divorce and I don't know how the Jennifer Aniston thing got started. Were they spotted together or something or what?
Yeah, I got a clip about it.
All right, let's hear it.
All right. This is fucked up because I think a lot of people grew up watching Friends.
I think she looks like a dude.
I know. So I
just
watch
like
Friends.
Only well, that's what he's into.
Because it was like a free thing. At 10 o'clock. We didn't have cable. So I had to watch whatever was on TV and I watched Friends. And yeah, like now I cannot unsee it. It's insane. In this clip, she's on the Jimmy Kimmel show, and he asked her about it. Dude, like, even right now, right? Doesn't that kind of look menish? I'm not even playing the clip. I'm just displaying, you know, like, the opening.
All right. So I used to follow this crazy... I can't hear anything.
Okay.
Oh, man. I wish you would start using Instagram, you fucker.
I wish we would just do, like, an audio test.
Hey, you sound fine this week. We got over our issues. But your clips are a different story.
All right, so this is from In Touch magazine.
In Touch.
Yeah, it's like a tabloid. The truth about Jen and Barack. Michelle betrayed as Aniston steals her husband's attention.
They called her Jen. It should have been the truth about Jen and Barry. If they're going to call her Jen instead of Jennifer, they should. I don't know. It bothers me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me try to play the clip a little bit.
All right, let's see. I don't hear shit, Julio.
Oh, I know why. Okay, hold on.
God damn it.
The email saying
magazine that came now out a couple of weeks ago.
Not great, but I can hear it. Nice.
That's kind of of all the calls you get from your publicist where you're just like, oh no, what's it gonna be, or the email saying,
yeah, she looks so manly,
gonna make up a story, and then it's that.
Yeah,
that's probably why he's attracted to her.
Is there any truth to this, or is it...
No, that is absolutely untrue.
Well, I know it's not true. Yeah. I just don't know if everybody knows.
Well, it is untrue.
Jimmy Kimmel is such a faggot.
There is no truth.
There is no truth.
You know Barack Obama.
I've met him once.
When I hear his voice, I just want to beat the shit out of him.
What is there a truth about you and Michelle that we should know?
That is not true.
So, knowing that,
what's he saying about her and Michelle?
If there was anything going on with her and Michelle.
What the fuck? It's like a three-way... Oh, my God. How many dicks are in that... How many dicks do you think would be involved in that three-way? Three?
He looks like...
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry, but like, man, like... So many generations grew up like looking at this woman, quote woman, and like you said, like as soon as we saw her, like you could see the man, like the male.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like
I'm willing to be wrong, but it's like damn.
Right, I'm not saying I don't know everything. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but when I look at her, I see a dude.
Did you see Trump dancing with a sword?
No.
To your song?
Oh God! You talking about YMCA? You texted me about that.
Yeah. Look at this motherfucker. A marine sword.
I don't... Yeah. Hey, he's moving pretty good for an old man. And you said that was the village people?
Yeah.
Oh, God. There's no audio, but he's moving pretty good. And, I can't believe the village people are still alive. Like I told you, I thought they all died from AIDS. What the fuck? You telling me they're all still alive?
I don't know that.
Right.
Maybe they got replaced by other people, by other gay people.
Maybe it's their... I was going to say maybe it's their sons, but they're gay, so they don't have sons.
What is wrong with you, sir?
What do you mean?
Why are you gay?
Oh. All right. I'm going to play a clip.
Okay.
I think I got fucking asthma. Let me see here. I got so many fucking clips, dude. All right, fuck it. I'll just play the last one that I...
I don't got a clip, but I'm going to fill this in while you do your
thing. So it's going.
More complex than a lot of people realize.
Okay.
I think it's more simple in the sense that Scripture is clear on what it's meant to be. That we are sinners. That we need a Savior. That we cannot save ourselves. And that God himself steps out of eternity and into humanity, into depravity, in the second person of the Trinity, in Jesus.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And takes the penalty for our wrongdoing, for the evil that exists here. We're very concerned with the evil out there, but there's a lot of evil in here. And Jesus takes that upon himself on the cross. And I think when I study world religions, what I find interesting is that all world religions amount to either an aspect of mercy or justice. So I would say if you look at something like a lot of the Eastern philosophies that have karma incorporated within them, it is wholly just, right? Buddhists are trying to break the cycle of samsara. They're trying
samsara?
To. So samsara is the cycle of birth, life, death, and rebirth.
Okay.
So the purpose of Buddhism is to seek enlightenment in things like the Seven Noble Truths, the Eightfold Path, in realizing that it's your attachment to desire in the physical world that is rooting you in that system. And that when you realize that you can release desire, then you can become one with the universe. Right? So they're seeking to destroy the self in that sense. But the system that operates on that in karma is just. Same thing in terms of its iteration within Hinduism. It's just. You do get your just punishment. What you do in this life, either good or bad, reflects in the next life. Whereas I would look at Islam as one that is merciful in the sense that every chapter of the Quran, except for one, starts off with this phrase, Bismillah, God the most benevolent, the most merciful. However, I think when you study world religions, one thing you see is that the justice of karma is at the expense of mercy. And the mercy of Islam is at the expense of justice.
Wait. The justice of karma is at the expense of mercy.
So mercy is not getting what you do deserve. So karma doesn't allow for mercy. You will always get what you deserve. Islam, the God of Islam forgives, but I would argue that he forgives arbitrarily in that his law is not accounted for. There is no justice for when the law is broken. He just forgives it. But what about the justice in that situation? What about the person who's been wronged?
What about on Christianity, though? You have an...
Christianity is probably more simple and more complex than a lot of people realize.
Okay.
I think it's more simple in the sense that Scripture is clear on what it's meant to be clear on. That we are sinners. That we need a Savior. That we cannot save ourselves. And that God himself steps out of eternity and into humanity, into depravity, in the second person of the Trinity, in Jesus, and takes the penalty for our wrongdoing, for the evil that exists here. We're very concerned with the evil out there, but there's a lot of evil in here. And Jesus takes that upon himself on the cross. And I think when I study world religions, what I find interesting is that all world religions amount to either an aspect of
You're playing it a
mercy,
second time, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Can you Can you send me that clip? That was a great clip. I'd like to share with some other people I know.
Yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree, man. Like, I don't know about, you know, like the Muslim religion, the Buddhist religion, or anything like that. But I have seen some things that say that karma, you know, exists in some way, but that isn't really like a real thing. One of the craziest quotes that I've heard recently is, God is not mad at you. God is mad about you. And he can't wait for you to come back to his house. Like that's amazing. Like, somebody told me, like, what he was saying about Jesus stepping into the second person, you know, in terms of becoming a real man and taking our sins away. Like, you shouldn't feel burdened by the sins of your life because Jesus kind of took them away from you. And every day that you wake up is a brand new start that you can choose to be different. And it's what you do about it. Dude, I've been encountering really weird shit lately when it comes to religion and things in my life. Like, even today at work, I had a really great talk with a kid. He was ordering food and he didn't have enough money to pay for it, and so he canceled the order, but he kind of like hung out. And I asked him, I said, hey, what happened? He's like, I'm trying to move stuff in my bank. And I'm like, bro, I got it. Don't worry about it. And he's like, he was humble about it, but he was able to pay for it. But then I asked him, what really stood out to me was he was wearing like a necklace with a cross, and it looked like a Kairos cross, which is a retreat that I went to when I was in high school. And I asked him, hey, did you go to a Christian high school? And he said, no. He's like, I'm trying to get back into religion, you know, now that I'm back in school and everything. I had a death in the family. And but we kind of talked about religion, and I told him, you know, God's not mad at you. God's mad about you. And he's like, man, that definitely encompasses perfectly. I don't know, man. Like, there's a lot of good people out there. There's a lot of people, like, seeking God. Seeking God is not a bad thing. It's probably one of the best things you could do. Like, you know that meme where, like, black people turn white?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of how I feel in my life.
But what do you mean? What do you mean? Explain. You're going to have to go into detail.
Yeah, alright, so in the meme, it's just turning one color to another. What I'm saying is, like, dude, like, you call me out on all my imperfections. There are so many conversations that you and I have had via text, not even real conversations, where you call me out on all my, like, my failures and sins.
You mean when you're a creep?
When I'm a creep, yes.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, I don't know what is going on. I feel like there's just, like, this shift, and I don't know, like, sometimes I feel like I fight it because I'm like, no, I cannot become not a creep.
Oh, yeah, like when you argue with me?
Yeah, like when I argue with you, like your wife. But I don't know. I have had good experiences returning back to God, or I guess, I don't know, giving it a chance, man. Like, I don't know. I really don't know. I'm still broken. I'm still imperfect. But it feels good to know that, you know, like, God doesn't expect me to be perfect. He expects me to just be, spread the word, be a messenger, and just keep working on it.
Right. Well, hey, that's what this podcast is for, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, my wife's boss, Kelly.
Boo Kelly?
No, Kelly. Just Kelly. All right, so I guess one of the other workers, she's a truck driver, but she's a female. Excuse me. And I guess her husband went to jail and just got out. I don't know what the fuck's going on, but anyway, Kelly goes to church. My wife and Kelly are both like super religious, and they're like best friends. And so now Kelly's got this Bible study going on, and she's trying to teach this. I don't know if he was on drugs or what the fuck's going on, but she's trying to talk to this dude and his wife, and she's trying to start like a Bible study. And my wife asked, and she sprung it on me like Friday, which is yesterday, basically. I mean, it's really Sunday morning, but whatever. It's hard to fucking, it's like we're caught in between time and in between dimensions on this podcast.
We're interstellar.
Right. But
we're in the stars.
So my wife's like, all right, we don't have to go tonight. And I'm like, wait a minute. I was just settled in. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she's like, well, I'm just trying to tell you about. And then she started explaining to me about Kelly's Bible study. And I'm like, oh, hell. I said, there ain't no fucking way I'm going tonight. I've already, you know, I was settled into my fucking recliner, already cracking beers. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, there ain't no fucking way I'm going tonight. And she's like, yeah, but can we go one time? And I'm like, yeah, sooner or later, you know, but that's the kind of church. When you talk about church, that's what it's really about. It's not about all these fucking mega churches that are fucking bringing in hundreds of thousands, million dollars. You know, the church Kelly goes to, these motherfuckers stop traffic when church lets out because they got like, they're not cops. They're just fucking guys that fucking block traffic. It's like, that fucking gives me road rage. Like, dude, I will fucking run you over. You ain't no more important than me. Just because you go to a big church, you can fucking block traffic. You know? I'm ready to fight.
Jesus covering them.
Huh?
They got Jesus on their back.
Yeah, me too. But, yeah, I'm going to start doing that. I'm probably going to piss Kelly off because I'm going to start talking about shit that she doesn't want to hear. Like Constantine and King James, and yeah. I mean,
you know what? So
you want me to talk about it? We're gonna talk about it.
Sure.
I don't know.
So, like, my mom and I were talking today. And we were talking about like sinners in the Bible, and. Like, how can a sinner be in the Bible, you know, and be an example? And it's because God redeems the sinner. And like King David, he was very promiscuous. He had a lot of mistresses. But he's in the Bible. Even King James, who we have a Bible on, was a sinner. He turned,
of course he was. He fucking changed the Bible. If that's not a sin, I don't know what is.
Yeah. I don't know.
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
I see a lot of stuff.
Huh?
I just see it happening a lot in my life, and I'm very grateful for it. So some people need it. Some people don't.
You want to come to the Bible meeting, Julio?
I will.
All right. We'll set it up.
I'm going over to a retreat. You want me to get you a ticket and a shirt?
No. Hell no. I already went to hotel jail. That was bad enough. If I can't bring beer with me, I don't want to go.
Hey, Jesus will turn water into wine.
All right. I got a clip. It's about religion, I think. Looks like it.
Those who will accept the mark of the beast on their hand or on their forehead, they will drink from the wine of the wrath of God. God will deal with them directly. A time will come, people will be cornered to put a chip either on their hand or on their forehead. By the way, there is millions of people who's got the chip already in their hand. Millions. And people are...
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like... Wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator. Roll with the sausage breakfast burrito. Buddy it up with a honey buddy. Or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then... go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
So excited. Look at Elon Musk. He's gonna put a chip in my brain. And he's gonna make me half human, half robot. Good morning. Oh, that is sick. Sick in the head. They think this is fun. They think this is technology. They think this is advancement. They think this is pride. Look at the human race and the achievement of the human race. We're flying to Mars. We're going to the moon. And we're going to hell very soon. Those who will accept the mark of the beast on their hand.
I don't know what kind of... Julio, you know about religion. What was that? Was that a... Catholic? Why has he got a hood on?
Like a rabbi.
Oh, he's a Jew?
Probably.
All right, well, he was making sense.
He's like an Orthodox kind of guy. Yeah, you know, like, I don't know, man. Like, I don't think it's religion. I think it's the person. You know, like, you can be any religion. And you can be either very extreme or very common sense.
Right.
And, you know, that's really what it's about.
Yeah. Well, going back to politics, man, I'm really, some people are fucking super excited about Elon Musk, and I'm really not.
Yeah, I really don't know how to feel about it. I mean, I don't know. I saw a video of somebody saying that his latest... rocket launch was an inflatable.
Oh, that wouldn't surprise me.
It had like a flap on the live, like, NASA feed. It's really weird. NASA doesn't do a good job of curating their videos.
I can't remember what. There's a podcast I listen to. I think it's Nephilim Death Squad, but they sell t-shirts, right? And it says NASA, but it's got two S's, and the S's are like the lightning bolts, like the fucking Nazi.
Ah.
Well, yeah, what do you call that, those two lightning bolts? It doesn't matter. Whatever. I got another clip. This chick's interviewing Antifa. All right.
Antifa, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we don't know his name. Anonymous. Okay, let's go talk to him. Hi, guys. What are you out here protesting today? You look mad. Your body language says you're mad. What are you guys protesting today? Anybody want to get their message out? All right, let's go for a walk.
Let's go.
Comrades, woo! All right, this is a very cool group of comrades we have right here. We're going to end private property.
We're going to fight the power.
Yeah, communism. We hate private property. I got to cover my face. I'm so strong. I'm not a coward. Hey, guys, don't try to pick on us. We don't have very big muscles. They're not very big. So, no. Then they know who we are. We don't believe in anything that we actually say. All right, so how are we going to take over capitalism? How are we going to end it? Okay, well, wanting to...
All right, that was a shitty clip. Like I said, I save these clips while I'm at work, and I can't hear sometimes. It looked funny, but none of the Antifa were responding. They were just... It was just that chick running her mouth. So,
that was great.
It was good. I mean, it was funny. Like, hey, good for her. I wish I had her account. I'd follow her.
They're dressed a certain way. They're wearing those masks.
Yeah.
Do they really need to say anything?
They're right.
They're already expressing themselves through what they wear and how they identify. She just fucking made it awesome.
Yeah. Right.
I like chicks like that. I like anybody like that.
Right. I've been communicating with this chick on Instagram. She's like that. She's super Trump though. Like if I say anything negative about Trump, she'll fucking like light me up. Like I'm not crazy about the Sam Altman deal. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And so she posted something, and to all you black-pilled motherfuckers and this and that, and so I messaged her back, and I said, hey, I'm not super excited about the Sam Altman deal, but things are looking spectacular other than that, and you know, but... The same thing I said about J.D. Vance. What about fucking Peter Thiel, man? I mean, yeah, I know we need intelligence to fucking spy on other countries, but they're also spying on us. You know what I mean? I don't know. What's your take on the Sam Altman deal?
I don't really know much about it, honestly.
I heard fucking Trump he funded him like $500 million, and they're talking about, you know, some kind of AI, mRNA, or some bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about AI, mRNA.
I'm not crazy about that.
No, for sure.
I thought Trump was against all that bullshit.
Yeah, I really don't, I remember seeing it before I went to work. I remember seeing a headline about it, so I didn't get a chance to read about it.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of a car issue this, you know, today before I went to work, and so it's been a shitty day. But
you had what?
I had a car issue with my battery, Lisa's car battery.
Yeah.
So we're down to like one car, and.
I know batteries are like what? Anywhere from basically $200 these days. Thanks, Biden.
Yeah. Like fucking lead is the new gold or something.
Yeah.
God damn.
Gas is already coming down, though. $2.95. Drill, baby, drill.
Hey, what would you think about Melania's hat? I fucking hated that thing.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Fuck, she can wear what she wants. She looked pretty sexy underneath it. You know?
Big Mike did too.
Shit. I don't know about that.
But going back to Big, I agree with Melania. Yeah, she did look sexy, regardless of the hat. In fact, I would tell her to keep the hat on.
No, I would. I wouldn't. I'd be like, take that motherfucker off.
Tell her to keep her shoes on. That's for sure. But,
why are we talking shit about the Commander in Chief's wife? Stop it. Stop, Julio. Stop it.
Baron Trump's going to walk behind me and whisper in my ear.
Right.
Stop talking about my mama. But what was I going to say? Something about Big Mike.
Big Mike.
Yeah.
You can't remember?
No, I can't.
All right, now. I got a clip here. I haven't even covered half the shit I wanted to talk about. Wait a minute. Let me look at... all right, I'll play this clip, and then I'll look at my notes while it plays. I can't even remember what it is.
How old are you?
35.
Do you look like you should be friends with a 13-year-old boy?
Does it matter?
Oh, it's a pedophile.
You met him off Grindr, right?
You think that matters? You gonna talk to me like that?
You wanna get arrested right now?
All the cops. Do you wanna get arrested right now? You're hitting me with a little boy. We have all the screenshots. I'll take the assault charge. You take that charge. I do this for a fucking career.
I noticed that I said...
What? Notice what?
Notice that I said I have to think about what he suggested doing because of his age.
Why do you have to think about that? Why would you have to think about making out with a 13-year-old boy? What's there to think about? Why'd you say he would...
So he called the cops on himself?
Right.
Yeah.
No, that would have been a better video, but they were smacking the shit out of this pedophile. And you guys see this shit all the time on Instagram and stuff, where they set up these pedophiles and shit, and I like it, but... It wasn't a great audio. another executive order that Trump did. The feds don't get to work from home anymore.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nice.
Yeah. One of the things that stood out to me about the inauguration.
Yeah.
You see Carrie Underwood performing America the Beautiful?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm sorry. I'm not from the United States, but I hear that song. And because I have been to the colonies, you know, like where our forefathers first stepped onto this land and saw the purple majesties. You know, the mountains and everything, like, dude, it made me cry.
I know what you mean. I get like that. I get like that before a football game. we used to gather with my buddies and shit, and I would intentionally. When I knew the national anthem was about to start, I would intentionally go take a piss or go grab another beer. And then I would come back and the national anthem would be on and people would all be sitting down and I'd come walking in, I'd be like, "Get the fuck up, Kaepernick." And everybody jumps up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, like...
It's easy to sit there when you're in, when it's a living room or whatever, but... I just fuck with people. It's fun.
Yeah, but I would definitely recommend to people to go out to the colonies. I think all along that eastern coast, there's something to marvel at, you know, that make this country fucking great.
It doesn't matter if you go to the East Coast or the West Coast, man. This whole country is fucking spectacular. No. But it is beautiful out there, but you might have to kick a little ass, that's all. All right. Let's see here. I got another clip. This is a little off topic. Not really, because it's about drinking.
All about you.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute.
You're drunk. The booze drunk.
What do you mean it's all about me? Trying to play it off, you fucking pussy. All right, here.
I just prefer the beer drunk. I think the beer drunk's a better drunk, you know? Like, the booze drunk's a harsher drunk. The booze drunk's a blackout, right? The beer drunk is more like it's a rolling brownout. When I drink booze, I do shit I've never done before. You know what I mean? Like, I'll drink tequila, dance on the bar, shit my pants, and wake up in a different country. When you get beer drunk, you just drink the beer, you get drunk, you hug your friends, you fall asleep, you wet the couch, you know? You wake up in America! Beer hangover's a better hangover. You can get rid of it easier, right? You just sleep a little later. You wake up. You eat all the leftover shit in the living room. Flip the couch cushion over. Good as new. Good as new. The booze hangover's like someone pumped your eyeballs full of air and then stuck a spike into them and then hit your head with a base.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Baseball bat. And is that feeling mixed with the painful feeling of loneliness? I just prefer the beer drunk. I think the beer drunk.
All right.
I can vouch that that is true.
Oh, yeah. I almost killed myself with liquor one time. When I was a kid, my sister came home. It was the first time I drank whiskey. So me and my buddy, I think I talked about this on the podcast before, me and my buddy got a pint and a fifth. Right, just two of us. And so we took the pint, and he was kind of a pussy, so we both got like a can of Coke or whatever and poured half of it out, and then we split the pint and like mixed the Coke, Jack and Coke. And then he was driving. I was in the passenger seat. And so I'm drinking the Jack and Coke, and he pulled in, and he was going into the house to get the chicks that we were fucking with that night. And so he took longer than he was supposed to take. So I drank all my Jack and Coke, and then I started drinking the fifth. He said when he came back out to the car, I was trying to spit out the window with the window up. And then later that night,
just spitting,
probably getting ready to puke. And then later that night, I got carded by a cop, and I gave my fake ID, and it was such a piece of shit fake ID that he just threw it on the ground, like, get out of here. And I pushed him down a flight of steps.
The cop?
Yeah. Yeah, I got arrested. Luckily, I was a minor.
Yeah.
They kicked my ass.
Damn.
But I'm not like that anymore. I backed the blue. Besides, that wasn't me. That was Satan. I was outside of myself. I was on autopilot. I don't remember any of it. All right. I got to get another beer.
All right.
All right. Back. We're back. I got my beer and I'm ready. Let's go.
Back. So, before you interrupted me, before your last clip, I was going to bring up that the that Jewish president of Mexico.
Oh, the chick?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah. So she says that she will not accept anybody deported to Mexico that is not Mexican. They all need to be deported to their own country.
Yeah, she's causing problems.
So when the USA says that, it's a big issue. You know what I mean? Like, it's just common sense coming back. That's what I was talking about earlier.
Right. Well, it's like going to cost. It's going to cost more money because then they got to ship them.
Yeah, but
if they're taking that responsibility.
But so far, it's been the United States problem.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, but they're coming through your country. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, they're coming through Mexico.
True, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that that's kind of, like, interesting. I mean, I don't know if it's right or wrong. I really don't know. And, but they're coming through your country. So why is it seen that Trump is being mean to immigrants when even Latino countries like Mexico are not willing to fucking pay for them?
Right. I mean, they were at one time. I don't know. I thought they had a deal in place.
They were making money off of the immigrants. But dude, I have a relative.
Yeah.
And, he came to the United States under a program, and so now he's kind of like a little bit worried about being deported. But this is the guy that I told you has a psychology doctorate degree, and he's a great guy. He speaks English fluently. Like, I could have him on the podcast. Like, he's that smart. And we found out that he's going to be getting married to a girl here.
Yeah.
And they're scared because most people would think he might become a United States citizen, but she might just become a Nicaraguan citizen.
What do you mean?
Because he's on one of those like not visas, but like I forget what they're called. He's part of a program that Trump supposedly said all these people are going to get deported no matter what. But I mean, like, I was talking to my mom and I was saying, like, I think there's no way the country could afford to deport all immigrants.
Right.
They have to start somewhere. There's the top tier, and those are the criminals. You know, those are the pedophiles. Those are the people murdering people. Fuck them. Send them all back. But the person I'm talking about is at the bottom of that list. This person is a great asset to this country. And I'm very grateful to this this American citizen woman kind of noticed that about him.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about the executive order about, like, I guess you would call them dreamers. So the kids that are born here, they're American citizens. Now, he's trying to change that, but I mean, to me, that's like not really that important because it's a family. But I guess if a fucking gangbanger from MS-13, you know what I mean? I don't know, but
yeah.
But
the reason I brought it up is because there's a lot of like fear mongering.
Yeah.
Especially amongst like just close to me, like in my family.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Trump passed this law. Now, you know, this person's scared. But I'm like, no, there's got to be some rationale. Like, they can't just take everybody out. They got to start somewhere. And it's got to be with the worst of the worst.
Right.
And then you work yourself down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And by that time, you know, the person I'm talking about will probably be okay.
Yeah, but
and that goes back to what I was saying. Like, he's not against immigration; he's against like criminals that are immigrants, and so am I. And I think anybody that has any family in this country would feel the same way. I don't care where you're from; you don't have to be Latin,
right? All right,
this is for you.
What's that? A heart? I can't see it. It looks like a cookie. All right, I got a clip. I ain't got time for this gay shit. All right.
The Roman Catholic Church was not started by Jesus. It was started by a Roman emperor. And it was headquartered in Rome, not the heaven. It was mixing Judaism and Mithraism and some of the other religions of the Arabic world that also worshiped the sun, and brought all of these different religions together in order to confirm the power of Caesar in Rome under one religion and one government. It was actually a world government, supposedly, at the time. Catholic means universal, meaning whatever air is Catholic. Because air is all over the world. Water is Catholic. Anything which is all over the world is Catholic, because it's a Latin word that means universal. Constantine was trying to unite all the religions of the Roman Empire into one. Religious divisions are very dangerous, and they can also harbor treason and anti-government. And so Caesar realized that he could bring all the religions into one religion and call it Christianity, and yet it would have all the parts of everybody else's religion. It would have Judaism, worship of the sun. It would have Yahweh as a part of it. It would have Mithraism as a part of it, so that every Roman Catholic Church was not started by Jesus. It was started by a Roman emperor. And it was headquartered in Rome, not the
Why
heaven.
Isn't this working?
He was mixing Judaism and Mithraism and some of the other.
Julio was gesturing the drinking that I was too drunk. Nah, there was something fucked up with my computer for real. All right, let's end this shit.
Yeah.
I did not cover half the shit that I wanted to. God damn it.
It's okay. I just hope our audio is good.
It was good. I'm telling you, dude. That's why I wear this headset. I'm not trying to look like I'm on the set of We Are the World. I'm trying to fucking hear if everything sounds good, all right?
I have no clue what the fuck that means, but okay.
You're not old enough. Back in the day,
no, they're like,
yeah. They're the headset thing. Fucking, hey, We Are the World. That was fucking Michael Jackson, Bruce Springsteen, everybody back in the day. They all sang We Are the World. What's that?
Stevie Wonder, Phil Collins on the drums.
No, he wasn't on the drums. And supposedly, that was to send money to Africa, but I'll bet they never got it. Because that's the way this shit works, brother. All right?
Hey, what about any voicemails?
No. No, we're gonna end it.
All right.
So, any questions, comments, bitches, gripes, complaints, conspiracysoldiers@yahoo.com, conspiracysoldiers on Instagram, YouTube, all that shit. And let's see. The phone number, call, leave us a text or a voicemail, 313-583-7646 or 31 Flu Frog 6, 31 Flu Frog 6, and that's FLU as in the Wuhan flu.
China.
And we have China. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention Alex Jones lost like 60 pounds. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Neither do I.
It's like with John Goodman. You know, it's just I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Fuck.
My wife's supposed to be taking Ozempic.
Oh man, I don't know, man. I would advise her not to do that.
They're putting her on something else, but I already told her I don't want you to lose your ass. So she's got this coworker that's from Guatemala.
Yeah,
it's gonna help her work out.
Okay. Well, I don't know, man. I feel like it's gonna cause other problems. You know what I mean?
Y'all just keep eating these little Debbie cakes. Fuck Ozempic.
I'm going to keep drinking beer. That's what Alex Jones said. He said, everybody thinks I'm on Ozempic. I just stopped drinking and I started working out. It's like, yeah. When somebody looks a certain way and then they get fucking skinny like that, it's just weird to me. I don't know.
Yeah, like there's no like muscle mass buildup. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There's no trade off. You're not like getting skinny and but building up at the same time. You're just shrinking.
Yeah.
Like I know some people that, like, dude, like, they got on Ozempic, and honestly, their bodies became, like, what I would call desiccated. Like,
yeah, I don't think Ozempic is a good thing, man, for real.
No, like, it just makes you feel, it dries you up in every part of your body.
Yeah.
I don't know. You just don't look good. You can tell. I'd rather see a healthy glow up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that takes effort. That takes sacrifice. It doesn't come in a fucking injection.
Or a pill. Oh, is Ozempic, they shoot you with it? Or is it a pill? Yeah. Oh, for real? I didn't know that. That's even worse. All right.
And then they got to monitor you.
Well, fuck you people. I don't want... You know what? My medicine comes in a can. And I will not take anything else.
My medicine has come in a can, has come in a joint. But honestly, the best medicine that I need to accept is coming from above. God.
Right. True. I've been praying about that for you.
Something's happening, man. Your prayers are working out. I appreciate that.
I pray for both of us.
Man to man. I know you do. I know you hop in the car every morning before you go to work. And you
truck, nigga. Creep. I don't drive cars. Did I say that on air? Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Oh. It's your turn. Hey, oh, Carl, wow. Did you hear him say that?
Carl? He's not black.
Yeah, but he's a critiquer.
Yeah, true. I haven't heard from him. I haven't heard from him lately. All right, let's end it, man. All right, brother. All right, Conspiracy Soldiers is going dark.
Woo!
Woo!
Are those live rounds? Seven, 6.2 millimeter. Full metal jacket.
My name is Gunnery Sergeant Highway, and I've drunk more beer and pissed more blood and banged more quick, busted more than all you numbnuts put together. Now Major Powers has put me in charge of this recon platoon.
We take care of ourselves.
Couldn't take care of a wet dream.
Y'all know about killing?
Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So to escape from reality. Yeah, I don't need this shit. I am reality.
Now, I got no fight. But any man does what he's told. And when he don't, the machine breaks down.
And when the machine breaks down, we break down.